afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in downtown Marion, Ohio, and Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show. Well, how you doing? I hope you all have had a great week, and as I always say, I hope you all are staying well and avoiding any sickness of any kind. I hope that is the case for you out there. And just good wishes to all of you out there in Radio Land. We've got a lot of stuff on the table for you today, and stuff that I hope you'll find interesting in the Offbeat News stack. And then we've got a new feature I'm going to surprise you with about halfway through the program that you might get a kick out of. If nobody else gets a kick out of it, I got a kick out of it anyways. We'll see how it goes. Well, this week we went down south over the weekend and visited with my in-laws and my nieces and nephews and had a good time. My one nephew had a birthday. He turned 7 years old, and so we had a good time with him and had some cake, and my sister-in-law made two homemade cakes, and she made this homemade icing with almonds in it. I'm telling you, it was a diabetic's nightmare, but I had a couple of bites of icing after she was done, because after she iced the cake, she had some left over, and I'm telling you what, it was delicious, so good. And then I have to admit, I had two slices of cake. I didn't check my sugar the next day. It's back to where it's supposed to be now, and it was back where it was supposed to be by Sunday night into Monday. But I didn't check it on Sunday morning after having a couple of bites of icing there. Several bites of icing, because it was absolutely delicious, these homemade cakes that she made for my nephew's birthday party. And then I had forgotten that my wife can make the exact same kind of icing, and she just hasn't made it because I've been behaving myself. But boy, oh boy, she can make it too. And maybe for my birthday, we'll splurge a little bit. My birthday's not till March, but splurge a little bit and make a homemade cake with almond icing. Boy, that would taste absolutely delicious. But anyhow, so we had fun with the in-laws and visiting with my nieces and nephews over the weekend. Had a great time. The weather cooperated, so spent a lot of time out on the front porch. I like they have a nice front porch down there, and just it's really scenic. It's they live in the middle of nowhere down in southern Ohio. Actually, not too far from Zanesville, but they live in a tiny little burg. Not even a burg, just a tiny little collection of houses, and it's nice and scenic. So we had a great time planning something interesting this weekend too. Up in the Bucyrus area, they have a area where you can go through a field of dandelions, sunflowers, and you can get pictures with different ones and pick different ones and put together a little bouquet of flowers, and then they have different vendors and things to go through and different food items to taste and different things like that. So we're going to try that this Saturday, so I'll have to let you know next week what that's going to be like. But it is August the 12th already, and my goodness, time is just rolling on past here in the year 2020, and we are just having a good time as we roll along, trying to avoid all that COVID stuff. And I hope you all are staying well, when we go out of the house, I'm getting used to putting the mask on, for sure. And so we're masking up every time we go anywhere. Of course, it's the order now. I don't know if it's the law, but it's the order. And So getting used to that. But anyhow, I've got to want to say thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. So thanks so much to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. A great bunch of guys down there, and they'll do you right down there. Okay, we have some home remedies before we get to the trivia. We're giving away a Speedway gift card today. So if you got your thirst on and you're wanting a big old fountain drink or maybe a candy bar or something to snack on or just want to use a little bit of, have a little bit off on gas. I'm giving away a $5 Speedway gift card at 4:55 this afternoon, and all you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question. I'll put you in a drawing for it, and we'll see who wins this afternoon. And I'll get to the trivia question shortly. Right now, home remedies. I've had these for a couple weeks now. And here we go. Reduce acne and pimples. How do you do that? Well, with Vicks Vapor Rub is an effective treatment to get rid of acne and pimple problems. It has several acne-fighting ingredients, such as camphor and eucalyptus oil, that will dry out the acne overnight. Simply put a little dab of Vicks Vapor Rub directly on the acne and pimple. It'll shrink significantly. That's according to Home Remedies from Grandma, you know. They always told you to do this sort of thing and that it would work. So here you go. Some memories of Home Remedies. Splinters and heal smaller cuts. Vicks Vapor Rub contains camphor and menthol. Both these ingredients have antiseptic qualities to prevent infection and speed up healing time. Dab a small amount of Vicks on any small cut or splinter. Of course, for chest decongestant. Apply Vicks Vapor Rub on your throat and chest to get relief from congestion, symptoms, and cough. Get rid of oily skin. 1 teaspoon of turmeric and 2 tablespoons of aloe vera gel can do that. And to clear skin, 1 teaspoon of lemon juice and 2 teaspoons of honey. So there's some home remedies for you that are supposedly guaranteed to work from Grandma, you know? Grandma always said that this kind of stuff would work, guaranteed to work. Well, there you go. Coming up on 420, and you are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, and we are getting to the trivia part of the program right now. My number is 740-383-9944. We're giving away a Speedway gift card this afternoon at 4:55. All you need to do for a chance to win it is call and answer a trivia question. I will in turn put you in a drawing, and then we will draw a name for the lucky winner at 4:55 this afternoon. When a knight threw down his gauntlet, another word for a glove, what was he accepting? When a knight threw down his gauntlet, another word for a glove, what was he accepting? What helped a knight in armor climb up on a horse? What helped a knight in armor climb up on a horse? 740-383-9944. What musical group is considered by some people as the most famous British rock band of all time? What musical group is considered by some people as the most famous British rock band of all time? What song did Elvis Presley sing to a basset hound on a television show in 1956? What song did Elvis Presley sing to a basset hound on a television show in 1956? Hi, we're on the air!
A challenge to fight,
that is right. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. And is this Miss Allison?
Uh-huh.
All right, Miss Allison, what have you been up to today?
I've been swimming.
You've been swimming, all right. It's a perfect day for that, for sure. Well, I will put you in this drawing, and I appreciate you giving me a call today.
Okay.
All right, you have a good evening now, and have fun, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 740-383-9944 is my phone number. Give us a call if you know the answer to any of these trivia questions. Sparkly mirrored balls, often seen hanging in the 1970s dance club, were named after which dance craze? Hi, we're on the air.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, eh?
Yeah, ain't nothing but a hound dog. How you doing, Bob?
All right, hey, I need a couple minutes of your time.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. First of all, thank you. Hey, sure, I'm not around. Next week, I probably won't be able to listen to you because I have a late appointment with a doctor. Then on the 26th, I won't listen to you at all because I'll be having surgery.
Okay.
So the next couple weeks, you won't be listening to me.
Okay, well, thanks for the heads up because I always wonder where you are when you don't call, buddy.
The
next couple of weeks. Okay, well, thank you for the heads up, buddy.
All right. So, supper tonight. Yeah,
what's for supper? What'd you
say? Supper tonight is BTLs and French fries.
BTLs and French fries?
You're getting out on that.
Oh, okay. BTLs and French fries sound good.
Yep. That's what we're having tonight. All right, stay away.
Okay. Catch you later, Bob. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, Bob Austin right there checking in at 740-383-9944. Okay, sparkly mirrored balls often seen hanging in 1970s dance clubs were named after which dance craze? How much did the first handheld mobile phone weigh? How much did the first mobile phone weigh? Hi, we're on the air.
The Beatles.
The Beatles is what I'm looking for. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. And is this Mr. Lucas?
Yes.
Yes, sir, Mr. Lucas. All right. Well, I will put you in the drawing today, buddy. And have you been having a good day?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Well, that's good to hear. Okay. Well, I got you in the stack for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, and you have a good evening, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hearing from some of our regulars here, and we always enjoy hearing from our regulars, and we'd like to hear from you, too. If you've never called the program before, why, where have you been? we would love to hear from you. If you're brand new, or if you sort of call in sometimes or whatever, we would definitely love to hear from you. Okay, if you're standing in the world's largest desert surrounded by sand dunes, where are you? You're standing in the world's largest desert surrounded by sand dunes. Where are you? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, you looking for disco?
Disco, yes, that's what I'm looking for. Yep, those sparkly balls that go round and round. They always kind of give me a headache.
Oh, me too.
For sure. Well, how's your day going today?
It's going pretty good.
Oh, that's good. Always good to have a good day, isn't it?
Yeah.
For sure. Well, I got a Speedway gift card I'm giving away today. In fact, I stopped there on the way here to get me a drink because it's a pretty hot day today for it, isn't it?
It is, yep.
So we will put your name in the draw in the hat for that, and I appreciate you giving me a call today.
All right.
All right. Well, hey, you have a good evening now.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. And David Avery right there. 4:27 is the time, more or less. A few seconds away from that. 4:27 the time. You are listening to WWGH Radio right here in Marion, Ohio. Proudly broadcasting on 107.1 on the FM dial. And we are doing trivia, getting people signed up for a chance to win a Speedway gift card today. So you can pop into Speedway, use it on gasoline or anything in the store. I always say a couple of fountain drinks is a good choice. I've got my Club Chill Maximum from Speedway right here. My Diet Coke right here ready to go. Actually, Coke Zero. And it's sitting here on ice just waiting for me for the break. For sure, for sure. All right, we got another call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Shut up.
Hi.
Stir ups.
Stir ups, yes, that's what I'm looking for. How are you today?
Good.
Good. What you been up to today?
Swimming.
Swimming? All right. Yeah. It's a good day for that, isn't it? Is this Mr. Noah?
Yes.
All right, Noah. Well, I will put you in the drawing for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling me. I appreciate it, all right?
You're at a beach.
What'd you say? You're at a beach?
Yeah, but right now we're in a hotel.
Right now you're at a hotel. Well, that's fun to be at a beach. That's a good time. I love going to the beach.
Yeah, but soon my phone's going to get shut down soon.
Oh, okay. Well, you have fun at your hotel and you have fun at your beach, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling. You have a good evening now, all right?
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. How fun to be at the beach. That is that's a fun place to be, Mr. Noah at the beach. All righty, we got to take a break, so if you try to call, I'll put you through, but won't get to you for a couple of minutes now while we take our break. You are listening to WWGH Radio. My name is Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1, Offbeat News and Trivia. We'll come back and hit the Offbeat News stack right here, and we will see what's going on. We have a Utah man who had a 53-pound lake trout to break a state record. I'll tell you all about that and much more when we come back. Plus, straight ahead, I have a brand new feature. It's quite the feature. When I wrote it up, I thought it was funny. I read it to the wife, and she kind of thought it was funny. So we'll see if you think it's funny. Straight ahead, right here.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard my interviews with Phyllis Diller here on WWGH?
Have I heard it? I could recite it word for word.
Well, Charlie, you must have a great memory.
Well, not really, but after 6,432 airings, it just becomes a part of your life. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the moon comes out, and you hear Phyllis Diller's interview and cackle on WWGH.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Search WWGH and there you shall find us on the TuneIn app. Okay, a Utah man, a Utah angler, broke a 32-year-old state record when he reeled in a lake trout that weighed in at a staggering 53 pounds. The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources said Chance Scott was fishing at Flaming George when he reeled in the massive lake trout, which measured 44.1 inches long and 34.7 inches around. The DWR said the 53-pound, 15-ounce lake trout broke the previous state record of 51 pounds, which was set in 1988. Nice catch, Chance, the DWR tweeted. The world record for lake trout is a 72-pound fish caught in August 1995 at Great Bear Lake in Canada's Northwest Territories. Also this in the offbeat stack, we have a 99-year-old California woman broke two Guinness World Records when she piloted a plane and gave a flight lesson in the air. Rabina Osteen, 99, was named the world's oldest flight instructor and active pilot after she gave her final flight lesson Sunday at Next Gen Flight Academy at Riverside Municipal Airport. Quote, I love getting people to experience what it's like to lift off this earth, Osteen told KABC-TV. It's so good. Osteen said she wanted to show that senior citizens are still capable of making valuable contributions. The flight instructor took the world's oldest pilot record from an Iowa man who flew a plane at the age of 98. So there you go, a new world record at 99 years old. An Oklahoma woman who lost her class ring during a trip to a lake was reunited with the ring 36 years later when it was returned to the school. Tammy Risher, who was a mascot for the Kingfisher High School during her senior year in 1984, said she saved up for 3 years to buy her class ring but lost it only a week later during a trip to Canton Lake with some friends. I put it in my shoe because I didn't want to lose it in the water, and it slipped out of my shoe, Richard told the TV station. Richard said she thought the ring was lost forever until a man recently contacted Kingfisher High School to return a ring his late father had once found while treasure hunting at the lake. Both of his parents just recently died, and he found this ring and said he wanted to find the rightful owner, said Amy Woods, who works as a payroll clerk, at Kingfisher High School. School employees went through old yearbooks and contacted Richard's classmates until they were able to track her down. Richard visited the school Tuesday and was pleased to discover the ring still fits. It still fits just like Cinderella, Risher said. She was so happy to be reunited with that ring after 36 years. Well, it's Wednesday, August the 12th. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1851, Isaac Singer was issued a patent on the double-headed sewing machine. 1865, disinfectant was used for the first time during surgery by Joseph Lister. 1867, U.S. President Andrew Johnson sparked a move to impeach him when he defied Congress by suspending Secretary of War Edwin M. Stanton. 1877, Thomas Edison invented the phonograph and made the first sound recording. 1879, the first National Archery Association tournament took place in Chicago, Illinois. 1918, regular airmail service began between Washington, D.C. and New York City. 1937, Red Skelton appeared on network radio for the first time on the Rudy Valley Show on NBC. 1939, on this date, August the 12th, The Wizard of Oz premiered in Wisconsin. Judy Garland became famous for the movie's song Somewhere Over the Rainbow. The movie premiered in Hollywood a couple days later on August the 15th. 1953, the Soviet Union secretly tested its first hydrogen bomb. 1960, the balloon satellite Echo 1 was launched by the U.S. from Cape Canaveral, Florida. It was the first communications satellite. 1964, Mickey Mantle set a Major League Baseball record when he hit home runs from both the left and right sides of the plate in the same game. In 1969, the Boston Celtics were sold for $6 million. At the time, it was the highest price paid for a pro basketball team. There you go. August the 12th, that's what happened on this day in history. 4:37 is the time. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. My name is Nate Redmond in downtown Marion, Ohio, broadcasting live from the second floor of the Ohio Health Building at the corner of Center and Prospect Streets. Okay, we are doing trivia, trying to get some answers here, and we have several already. We are signing people up for a chance to win a Speedway gift card. We're giving that away at 4:55 this afternoon. All you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question. I will put your name in the drawing, and we will get you signed up for a chance to win. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Good.
How are you doing?
I'm great, great.
Good. Sound like you're enjoying your weekends anyway.
Yeah, the weekends are all right. We're trying to find stuff to do that's either outdoors or, something to keep us safe and but yet have fun at the same time.
Yep. I'm still staying at home.
Staying at home, yep. Working in your shop?
Yep.
You making anything in particular?
No, I got an engine I'm working on, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
More mechanical than wood.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think Sahara Desert, I believe, is the largest.
Yes.
Desert, North Africa.
Yeah, that is right. Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's
well,
I'm
anxious to hear your new feature.
Yes. Yeah, it's coming up.
Okay. And
yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes over.
Yep. All right. I'll be listening.
All right, Ernie. It's good to hear from you.
Thanks, Nate.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay. All righty. Here we go with some more trivia questions. How much did the first handheld mobile phone weigh? How much did the first handheld mobile phone weigh? I had one of the early mobile phones that was quite big, but it didn't weigh this much. The first one weighed quite a bit. Several pounds. I'll give you a couple pounds anyhow. I'll give you a hint there. In which American state might you visit the Everglades? In which American state might you visit the Everglades? On which continent do gorillas live? On which continent do gorillas live? Vertebrates are divided into groups. How many groups are there? Vertebrates are divided into groups. How many groups are there? An American buffalo is also known as what? An American buffalo is also known as what? What do vertebrates have that invertebrates lack? What do vertebrates have that invertebrates lack? Hi, we're on the air.
Florida.
Florida, yes. That's where you would go to visit the Everglades. How are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad.
Good. Good to hear from you. And this is Miss April, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will put you in the pile for a chance to win.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time to call, and I appreciate you listening out there.
All right.
Okay. Bye. Have a good evening. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right. Good to hear from our regulars here. And if you're a regular and haven't phoned in, we'd love to hear from you. And like I said earlier, if you're new, we'd love to hear from you too. 740-383-9944. Okay, let's see. One more question for you in the stack. Who benefits from royalties from the song God Bless America? What group of, what outfit, what group of people? Who benefits from royalties from the song God Bless America? And so there's some trivia questions for you to pick from. If you know, 740-383-9944. 4:42 is the time, and it is time for a brand new feature called What's That in the Mailbox? What's That in the Mailbox? Sponsored allegedly by the folks of the rich chocolatey taste of Ovaltine. Yes, allegedly sponsored by that. Okay, we'll get that in a moment. Let me grab this call real quick. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, is a buffalo also known as a bison?
Yeah, buffalo's also named as a bison. Yes, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good, good. Well, what is your name? I'll put you in the stack for a chance to win.
My name is Patrick Henry.
Patrick Henry. All right, Patrick, we will put you in here. I appreciate you being out there today.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Right. Have a good one. Bye-bye. All righty. 740-383-9944. Okay, what's that in the mailbox? A brand new feature here. And Jan writes this, says, "Hey, Nate, what were you like as a kid? Did you ever get in a fight?" Well, that's a good question, Jan. It's like this. When I was a kid, I think I was a pretty good kid. I liked to play with airplanes, little matchbox airplanes and bigger airplanes. I had quite the imagination. I liked to dress up. I had different dress-up outfits. I liked to play army. We had little army suits, and I liked to dress up as different presidents, so that's what I was like as a kid. As far as ever getting in a fight, that's an interesting story, okay? Because I would get into some fights with my brothers, but I would usually lose because my one brother was a scratcher, and he would just scratch the daylights out of you when you would fight. My other brother, he would grab a chair and just threaten to just beating you over the head with it. And so that wasn't very fun. So I would usually lose the fights with my brothers. But, interesting story. I was at a, believe it or not, was at a church youth rally. And I was getting in my car, and all of a sudden, a kid I didn't even know come from behind and just plowed me down, and we just rolled around in the gravel, just going to town, fists flying and everything. Like I said, I wasn't even expecting it, didn't even know this kid, totally unprovoked. My mom was standing there. I remember she said, "Let him go. Those are his good dress pants." So pretty soon he let me go. I remember his name. I could call him out right now, but I won't. I'll be nice. And there was a kid egging him on, too. I remember his name, too. I never forget. But anyhow, so yes, indeed, I did get into a couple fights. So, Jan, that's an interesting question. So there's the answer to your questions. If you'd like to ask me a question, too, feel free to email the inbox, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's What's That in the Mailbox? Allegedly sponsored by the folks at the rich chocolatey taste of Ovaltine.
Wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, we are back for the final 15 minutes, 14 minutes of the show. Already. Okay, we have something interesting here that can be found around Ohio. I might have done this before, but it's kind of interesting, so I'll do it again. The giant rubber stamp. The giant rubber stamp in Cleveland was created by Claes Oldenburg and a fellow by the name of Kusi van Bruggen. Yes, indeed. All right, hang on. We got another call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, I have to do your question. What's in your mailbox?
Yeah.
Bills. Bills. B-I-L-L-S. Bills.
Hey, there you go. Yes,
indeed. That's in your mailbox.
That's what's in your mailbox. Yes, indeed.
All right.
All right, Bob.
Yep.
Bye. Okay, the giant rubber stamp, 28 foot by 48 foot free stamp, spelled out free, huge, the kind an office worker might use, was commissioned by the Standard Oil Company of Ohio in 1982. The word free, chosen by the artist, was meant to serve not only as a representation of a typical office stamp, but also as a symbol of liberty and independence that could be enjoyed by all of downtown Cleveland, except those trapped indoors in the, 9-to-5 jobs. The sculpture was intended for display outside the company's headquarters, but it ended up in storage in Indiana for 7 years while British Petroleum assumed control of Standard Oil. No longer interested in continuing to pay to house the sculpture, the British Petroleum donated it to the city of Cleveland. After some debate about where it should wind up, BP offered to maintain its eventual home in Willard Park. Oldenburg became famous in the early 1960s for his giant soft sculptures of everyday objects. In the late 1960s, his work became larger and moved outdoors to public spaces around the world. He began collaborating with Van Bruggen in 1976, and they married in 1977. They have created more than 40 sculptures together, including binoculars, Venice, California, a big humongous spoon in Cherry, Minneapolis, Minnesota, a safety pin, which is, it doesn't say where that one's at. Yes, it does, in New York City, big safety pin. So there you go, a giant rubber stamp spelled free up in Cleveland. Another Oldenburg created in 1970 is found in Oberlin. It is made of bronze, and two identical sculptures are located in other American cities. Oldenburg has created other three-way plugs, giant three-way plugs like electric, over the years, using various materials, including mahogany and vinyl. So he was quite the artist. So there's a couple of things. If you're in the area, you could see his big sculptures there at work. 4:50 the time. We have 5 minutes to go before we draw a name for the Speedway gift card this afternoon. Going to find out who the big winner is going to be. So we'll see if we can get a couple more calls in here and find out who might answer a trivia question. Okay. How much did the first handheld mobile phone weigh? How much did the first handheld mobile phone weigh? On which continent do gorillas live? On which continent do gorillas live? Vertebrates are divided into groups. How many groups are there? What do vertebrates have that invertebrates lack? What do vertebrates have that invertebrates lack? Oh, okay. Just got Terry Tackett just poked his head in here, one of our managers here, and we're going to draw two names, and he's going to bring a gift card next week, and so we will get that out to the second winner next week. The first winner, a Speedway gift card, I will mail out to you this week. And next week, he will get the winner's gift card there, okay? So that's what we shall do for that. So we will do two drawings coming up here. So I'm glad Terry poked his head in there and said something about that. That'll be fun coming up. It'll be a mystery gift card from the station here at WWGH and Terry Tackett. So that'll be courtesy of him. So he'll be giving a gift card as well here coming up. And so that'll be a lot of fun. Okay, it's time for the weird word of the week. And this week's weird word is vacillate. Vacillate. V-A-C-I-L-L-A-T-E. Vacillate. It's a verb. Here's the definition. To waver in mind or opinion. Be indecisive or irresolute. Definition again, to waver in mind or opinion, be indecisive or irresolute. The origin of vacillate, first recorded in 1590 to 1600. 1590 to 1600. So vacillate, an old word there for you. We've got some time here before we do the drawing here at 4:55, a couple of minutes. So if you'd like to get through here at 740-383-9944 and answer a trivia question, that would be great. We will get you up on the air to do that. We are mailing those cards out is how we do it. So you don't have to worry about coming down to the station. I take care of the postage and we mail those out to the winners. Okay, Ladies Corner. We have a recipe here. You can find this on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. We have slow cooker pulled pork sandwiches. And here's what you need. 1 bottle, 18 ounces of Kraft Original Barbecue Sauce. Juice from 1 orange, 1 boneless pork shoulder, 3 pounds, 12 sandwich rolls split and toasted, and a half cup Kraft Real Mayo mayonnaise. Here's how to make it. Pour barbecue sauce and orange juice over meat in slow cooker. Cover with lid. Cook on low 8 to 10 hours or on high 4 to 6 hours. Remove meat from slow cooker. Cut into small pieces or shred with fork. Return to slow cooker. Stir to evenly coat meat with sauce. Spread rolls with mayo. Fill with meat. And that sounds absolutely delicious. Slow cooker pulled pork sandwiches. Man, oh man, does that sound good. And that is our Ladies' Corner for today. It is 4:55 in the afternoon on this August the 12th. You know what? On August the 18th, which I think is next Tuesday, come to think of it, I have an eye exam. Not looking forward to it because I'm pretty sure they may put me in glasses. And I don't know how I feel about that. At least I know my right eye is not as good as my left eye. But I can still see pretty good. But I don't know if I can see their little, you know, their little thing on the wall that they have you read the number or the letters off. A, Q, D, F, G, H, C, you know, whatever it is. So we will see. I just thought of that all of a sudden. That doesn't have anything to do with anything else. That was a rabbit trail. That was an offbeat news That was an offbeat rabbit trail is what that was. Okay, let's find out who is going to win gift card number one, which is a Speedway gift card. All righty here. Let's mix these all up. Find out who's going to win. The Speedway gift card goes to Bob. Bob, congratulations. You win the Speedway gift card. And that is in my pocket here, so I will put your name down in my pocket. And I will send that out through the mail to you, Bob. Speedway gift card, so congratulations. Okay, it's time for winner number two. This is a mystery gift card. And it'll take a couple weeks to get this to you because Terry doesn't have it yet. He'll get it next week. But we will get this to you as soon as we can. And let's see. The winner of this card is none other than my sticky notes. I put these on sticky notes. My sticky notes are sticking together. Congratulations, Patrick Henry. Congratulations, Patrick Henry. You have won the mystery gift card. And we'll get that to you next week. But if you can call me as soon as the program is over and get me your address, I will send that through the mail so you don't have to worry to come down to the radio station. So just give me a call as soon as the show's over here at 5 o'clock, here at 740-383-9944. Give me your address, and I will take care of sending that to you next week, okay? Or you can email me your address, radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. And we will take care of getting that sent to you. But Patrick Henry, you are the winner of the secondary gift card there, our mystery gift card. We'll get that to you next week. But if you can give me a call today, as soon as the show is over this afternoon at 5 o'clock, just a couple minutes from now, and give me your address, I will get to take care of sending that through the mail to you. All right. Okay, well, it is just about time for me to go already. We want to thank our supporter, Waldo Tire and Automotive, for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155, 740-726-2155, Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. So thanks to them for supporting the program. Hey, we're here every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 until 5 o'clock, Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond. Check us out on the web, radionate.webs.com. That's my website. You can pull that up on your phone or your computer, radionate.webs.com. And don't forget, this program will also be available to re-listen to in my past programs at wwgh1071.com, wwgh1071.com. Just access the menu at the top of the page and click on Show Archives, and then scroll through till you see Offbeat News and Trivia. Click on that, and it's got all my shows listed. Hey, I will talk to you next time right here on WWGH 107.1 FM, Marion.
The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte?